saved. A wretch like me, I was lost, but now I'm found. I was so blind, but now I see. Have I been? Amen, amen. Worship the Lord, give Him the glory, the praise is due, the glory due His name. Praise God.
Hallelujah. The peace of Jesus, first of all, when the angels came in the hall. No more sorrow, no more pain, when the angels came in the hall. Riding that heavenly glory train, when the angels came in the hall. When the angels carried me home, when the angel carried me home. Well, peace of Jesus, first of all, when the angels carried me home. When I'm on that pathway leading to heaven, when the angel carried me home. Well, peace of Jesus, when I get to heaven, when the angel carried me home. When the angel carried me home. When the angel carried me home. Well, peace of Jesus, first of all, when the angels carried me home. When I fly away to heaven, I won't fall, when the angel carried me home. Well, peace of Jesus, first of all, when the angels carried me home. When the angel carried me home. When the angel carried me home. Well, peace of Jesus, first of all, when the angel carried me home. When the angel carried me home, when the angel carried me home. Well, peace of Jesus, first of all, when the angels carried me home.
When I gave my heart to Jesus, should I walk like a stranger in the crowd? Some mocked, some left me in pity at the cross to which I had bowed. But when the trumpet sound and I leave the ground, my troubles suddenly ran out. Like defeated foes, they'll bow and go, and tomorrow it won't matter anyhow. For the world, a new day's a-coming. Oh, for the world, the time has run out. We can see the pressure getting stronger. Fierce winds drive waves crossed our bow. But when the trumpet sounds and I leave us all ground, all my trouble suddenly run out. Like defeated foes, they'll bow and they'll go, and tomorrow won't matter anyhow. Well, Youth gone, then bloom, then faded. Some fruit fell wasted on the ground, and some things we long for waited never came, though we knew not why nor how. But when the trumpet sounds and I leave the ground, all my troubles suddenly run out. Like defeated foes, they'll bow and go, and tomorrow they won't matter anyhow. Raise your hand and praise God. Well, youth gone and bloom and faded. Some fruit fell wasted on the ground, and some things we longed for and waited, they never came, oh, we knew not why nor how. But when the trumpet sounds, I'll leave the ground, my troubles will suddenly run out. I defeated foe, I'll bow and go, and tomorrow it won't matter anyhow. Yes, tomorrow graves won't matter anyhow. Yes, tomorrow hospitals won't matter anyhow. Praise God this morning, amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Reading in Lamentations, the last chapter of the book of Lamentations, chapter 5, and verse 21. Turn us unto thee, O Lord, and we shall be turned. Renew our days as of old. Turn us unto thee, O Lord, and we shall be turned. Renew our days as of old. Amen. I'm going to preach on a subject which I will title, Turn Back the Years. Because that's the way we think about it. That's the way we would like to see it in our imagination. I am the first to preach that he that saith that the former days are better than these is not wise. I believe that, and I preach that. Amen. But there's a whole bunch of us here this morning, for one reason or another, would like to turn back the years. Job knew about it. Oh, he said, oh, that I was in as in times past. My children were about me. I washed my feet in butter. Amen. And the rock poured me out rivers of oil. Amen. Oh, Job looked back and wished he could reclaim the years. Amen. And Jeremiah in the book of Lamentations puts it a different way. He said, renew our days as of old. We may not be able to turn back the years today, but could it be possible that God could renew them like they were one time, only renewed for the present? Hallelujah. Renew our years as of old. Amen. Jeremiah looked on bad times. Amen. He said in one of those chapters, let me see if I can find it right quick, chapter 3, I'm a man that has seen affliction by the rod of his wrath. That's what the book of Lamentations is all about. This is Jeremiah lamenting the terrible things that have happened to his beloved people and his beloved Jerusalem. And I want to tell you, it was bad times for Jeremiah. But it was worse times for Jerusalem. Jeremiah in his day saw the judgments of God upon Jerusalem and upon Israel and upon Judah to the extent that it was hell on earth. Pardon the old adage. Amen. In one place, he said that the judgments upon Israel and the punishment of the iniquity of the daughter of my people, chapter 4, verse 9, is greater than the punishment of the sin of Sodom. That's bad times, folks. When it gets worse than Sodom, the judgment and punishment is worse than Sodom. Greater than Sodom. Amen. That was overthrown as in a moment, and no hand stayed her. Amen. It was worse for Jeremiah. Why was it worse for Jerusalem and Jeremiah than Sodom? Amen. Because they had had so much of God. They had had so much of the blessing of God. You see, Sodom had no Bible. Sodom had no revival. Sodom had no move of God. And Jerusalem had had it all. Amen. The nearest thing to a prophet that Sodom had was righteous Lot. And he didn't do much for it. He didn't change much. He just sat there and watched it transpire. But Israel had them all. Israel saw it all. Israel had the word of God. They had the law of the Lord that converts the soul. They had it and trampled it underfoot. And now all the judgments of God had broke loose. Amen. And the Christians wondered what this was that was happening. Jeremiah wondered what this is that's happening. Is this judgment? Or is this a trial? It was both of them. It was God's judgment upon wicked, backslidden, apostate Israel and Judah and Jerusalem. And because the saints that were living for God had to stay there and watch it, it was a sore trial to them. And now I'm going to tell you what some of you have been going through and what some more may go through before it's over. You've watched your children backslide. You've watched your husbands backslide. You've watched your wives backslide. Amen. And if you could just reach out a little bit and look at the bad, deplorable, terrible shape and get some of the telephone calls that Sister Collins and I have to field, amen, almost every day and see the terrible, deplorable shape that people are in, amen, you would also question, is this judgment or is this a trial? Why have I got to see this? Why have I got to, amen, see this? She one time sat on the front seat of our church. She one time had the victory. She one time had a marvelous ministry to the deaf and a little congregation sitting here on the first and second seat. Amen. I happened to be in the courthouse, Butler County Courthouse, the day they announced the auction of her house. Amen. Why did I have to hear that? Why did I have to see that? Amen. And down, down, down she's gone. How much farther will she have to go and he go before they see the sore judgments of God and repent and turn to God? Amen. They've lost everything. As a matter of fact, they and many others that have come and gone from this place of worship just threw it away. And we have sat on the sidelines and watched the sad, deplorable consequences of their wrecked and dissoluted life falling apart. Amen. Oh, yes, it's both the judgment of God and it is a trial to a true saint of God. And there's a whole bunch in the middle ground that could care less. They turn a deaf ear to both sides. They turn a deaf ear to God's judgments on the one hand, and they can't see a thing that God's judgments have wrought on the one hand, and they can't hear one word from his prophets on the other hand. In their jaded, hardened, case-hardened condition, amen, they roll on 90 miles an hour to judgment themselves and could care less. Amen. Those that care, like Jeremiah, are seated on the sidelines and they cry, oh God, amen, thou hast, I'm a man that has seen affliction by the rod of thy wrath. He led me and brought me into darkness and not into light. Surely against me he has turned. He turned his hand against me all the day. Amen. Hell on earth? Yes. Chapter 2, verse 30. Behold the Lord. Behold, O Lord, and consider to whom thou hast done this. Shall the women eat their fruit, the children of a span long? Amen. Jeremiah lived to see women eat their babies that long. Boil their own little babies and eat them. That, my friend, is hell on earth. Amen. In the United States of America, where more than 3 million have been sacrificed to the God of convenience by abortion, sacrificed to the gods of, amen, the lust of the eye and the lust of the flesh and the pride of life. Amen. Are they happy? No, they're not happy. Why they got to have drugs anyway? Because they're so wretched and miserable on the inside. Why is there a whole new generation of alcoholics coming along anyway? Because they're wretched and miserable and poor and naked and blind on the inside, and they can't face up to reality anymore. Amen. The young and old lie on the ground in the streets. My virgin and my young men are fallen by the sword. Thou hast slain them in the day of thine anger. Thou hast killed in not pity, and hast called as a solemn day my terrors round about, so that in the day of the Lord's anger none escaped, nor remained those that I have swaddled and brought up hath mine enemy consumed. Is it any wonder that Jeremiah said, I am a man that hath seen affliction? Amen. America's in trouble today, and the worst is yet to come. I hate to tell you that. But if Jesus tarries, you and I who pray, you and I who love God, have got to sit on the sidelines and watch it happen, ready to catch any that would run to the arms of God for refuge, that would cry out to God, amen, in times like this. Praise God. Bad times for Jeremiah in 3:1 through 66. Amen. Read it for yourself. When I cry and shout, he shutteth out my prayer. He'll hedged me about and I can't get out. He'll made my chain heavy. He'll turned aside my ways and pulled me in pieces. He hath made me desolate. He hath been his bow and set me as a mark for his arrow. He hath caused the arrow of his quiver to enter into my reign. But he says in the 22nd verse, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, and because his compassions fail not, they're new every morning. And great is thy faithfulness. Out of all the bleakness, blackness, and darkness, and the hell on earth, there was a light at the end of the tunnel. There was a light that broke through. It was the mercies of God, the prevailing, overriding, pervasive mercies of God. Amen. And because of them, someday the bad times would come to an end. Because of God's mercies, someday, amen, the bad times would turn to goodness. Read in the 25th verse, the Lord is good to them that wait for him. And to the soul that seeketh him. Stay there, child of God. Stay there, saint of God. Stay there and wait on God. It may be another revival. It may be a renewal. It may be a while in coming. We may see some sore judgments. You may have to watch it in your very own children. Amen. Oh yes, stay there, young folks. Just because others are running for cover, just because others are running out on God, listen to what he said in the 27th verse. This is right in the middle of all the bad time. This is right in the middle of all the trials. This is right in the middle of all the judgments. He said, it is good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. Come on, kids. Get under the load. Quit running from responsibility. Face up! I had to learn at the early age of 14, 15, 16 that you can't run from trouble. You gotta face up to trouble. Amen. Whole family watched me as I faced up by the power of God. I lived to see the day, amen, when they shelled down the corn, amen, that I had the goods, that I had the real thing, amen. And my uncle said, it's easy to see, amen, when he looked at my young family, that they've got something I haven't got, and they wanted what we got. A whole bunch of them got saved. Amen. Some of them became preachers of the gospel. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But I was the first one to break the ice and really be converted and live for God, Richard. Amen. My sister said, we all accepted Christ as Savior, but Junior, talking about me, he accepted him as Lord. Amen. I really got converted. It took some doing to get the world out of me. It didn't happen overnight, praise God. Amen. But that's really what she meant. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. God took me out of Egypt, but it took a while to get Egypt out of me. Amen. They all saw it. They all saw as the years transpired, just a few years went by, that it pays to serve God. Amen. It may be some sore trials that we're forced by circumstances to watch, but as we watch it, let's keep our integrity with God. Let's understand that sin is what caused it. Sin's what's to blame for it all. And let's not fall into the same sins that brought them low.
Amen.
Bad times for Jeremiah. Amen. Oh, he said, I'm a man that has seen what my eyes have seen. I preached a few years ago, first at Brother King's a camp meeting down in Chipley, Florida. Amen. And then here at the church and several other places. Mine eyes have seen the glory. And how I'd have liked to have shared the glory that I have seen with my unsaved family. And once in a while it seemed like I almost was able to demonstrate it to them for a short fleeting moment. Amen. Oh, but mine eyes have seen other things too. Mine eyes have seen hopelessness and despair. Amen. I've seen members of my family attempt suicide, and finally at last one of them did commit suicide. Mine eyes have seen the despair. Mine eyes have seen the sorrow. Mine eyes have seen the heartache. Mine eyes have seen the, I'm using this word several times, dissolution. That means coming apart, falling apart. Mine eyes have seen it. Oh, how I've been grieved until I fell across the bed when I was the only one left at the house. Amen. And I prayed, oh God, I've seen what backsliding and sin can do for a family. God, give me a message that'll save people to whom I preach from these horrible, horrible consequences. The answer to the dilemma, amen, glory to God. And what a dilemma it is, amen, praise God. Let us search and try our ways, chapter 3, verse 40. Let us search and try our ways and turn again to the Lord. Would you like to turn back the years to better days gone by? You can. You can even do better than that. God can renew these years as in days of old and make them better. You don't have to go back 10, 15 years to younger times. You can have the presence and manifestation of God and the joy of the Lord and peace of God in times like these. Let us search and try our ways and turn again to the Lord. Let us lift up our heart with our hands unto God in the heavens. What are we going to say when we do that? We have transgressed and have rebelled, and thou hast not pardoned. Thou hast covered with anger and persecuted us. Thou hast slain and hast not pitied. Thou hast covered thyself with a cloud that our prayer should not pass through. Amen. And you know what happened when Israel got in such a low state and God wasn't talking to them no more, and the judgments of God were in the land and terrible things were happening that were worse, Jeremiah said, than the greater, he said, than the punishment of Sodom. Amen. They blamed the preacher for their plight. They thought if we can just get rid of the preacher, we'll not feel guilty for our adultery anymore. If we can just get rid of the preacher, amen, or get us a new preacher that believes you can go ahead and commit adultery, that's all right. Amen. If we can just get rid of the preacher Jeremiah and get us a false prophet that'll prophesy falsely and the things that we love to hear, and amen. Prophet said the prophets prophesy falsely and the people love to have it so. Amen. When things got bad in Israel and there's famine in Samaria, the king blamed Jeremiah. He said, I'll cut his head off. Amen. Jeremiah had a message for him, however. Amen. There's enough people praying in Samaria that God said, tomorrow about this time, you're going to be able to buy a hamburger for a quarter. Amen. He said, if God opened the windows of heaven, amen, that wouldn't happen. Amen. He said to that man that voiced that unbelief, you'll see it, but not be able to eat of it. Hey, I like to get the blessing when it comes by, so I like to be on the believing side. When God promises a blessing, when God promises a revival, I like to get in on it, wouldn't you? Amen. Four leprous men went limping out, said, why sit we here till we die? And God saw their sad plight, amen, and turned their march into the sound of an army with 1,000 chariots, insomuch that the enemy run for cover and left all their store. And the four leprous men began to carry armloads back, amen, and hide it. Like a dog buries, give my dog too much to eat, and it's a sight at the places she'll find to bury them bones when she can no longer eat anymore. Amen. She'll bury it. She always forgets where it's at, I reckon, and never does go back and dig it up. Amen. Seemed me like anyhow. Amen. But she was burying it, stashing it, putting it in the bank. Amen. And they were too. And then they turned around and sized up the situation and said, this is not good what we do. We need to share this. Praise God. And so they went and sent a message to the king, and he didn't believe them. He said, send the last horses we've got. Amen. And look a situation over. If you don't find it's like I said, maybe you can at least make a run for it. Amen. On these horses and get back through the gate, maybe. And he went out and found it just like four leprous men said. Amen. Woo! And hamburgers are selling at the gate of Samaria for a nickel apiece. God, amen, had some. Supplied the need. Praise God. And some folks got in on it. I'd like to get in on it, wouldn't you? Listen, though, what happened. Amen. He said, mine enemies chased me sore like a bird without cause. They cut off my life in the dungeon and cast a stone upon me. Waters flowed over my head, then said, I'm cut off. Not only did Jeremiah have to watch his poor kinfolk suffer, and Jerusalem, amen, after war, after battle, amen, even the king go into captivity. They blamed him for it and throwed him in the dungeon. Listen to what he said in verse 55, chapter 3. I called upon thy name, O Lord, out of the low dungeon. Isn't it amazing? Jeremiah had the answer, but they wouldn't pay no attention to him. They throwed him in the dungeon. Jeremiah had the answer, but they didn't like that preacher. Amen. They didn't like none of God's preachers. They killed them all right in Jerusalem. Amen. Jesus wept about it. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou which killest the prophets, stoneth them that are sent unto thee. How oft I would have gathered you, and the hen doth her brood, but you would not. If thou hadst known even in this thy day the things which belong unto thy peace, but now they are hid from thine eyes. And you know what they did to Jesus after he made that prophecy? They nailed him to an old rugged cross and thrust a spear in his side. Amen. And Jeremiah prophesied about it. even in the midst of his own sufferings. Amen. He told about it. Here in these very books, praise God, he prophesied things that would happen to Jesus as he suffered himself at the hands of his own people. Amen. Listen to this. He putteth his mouth in the dust, if so be there may be hope. That's Jesus praying in the Garden of Gethsemane. 30th verse. He giveth his cheek to them that smiteth him. He is filled with reproach. That's Jesus as he carried the cross up Golgotha's hill. Remember today, if you're seeing bad things in people you love, Jesus saw it too and prayed, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Amen. They blame the prophet, cast him in the dungeon. Amen. And now there was more trouble to come. How? Why? Why? How is the gold become dim? How is the most fine gold changed? The stones of the sanctuary poured out at the top of every street. This thing ought to have come to an end by now. Amen. But he said the punishment is greater than the sin of Sodom that was overthrown as in a moment. And no hand stayed her. Nobody encouraged her. Nobody tried to help her, hold her up. Nobody lended her support. No hand stayed her. Amen. Oh, he cried to go back. One time, God had Nazarites even in the land. Well, who were the Nazarites? They were God's special people, praise God. Amen. Oh, yes. Amen. But they, his Nazarites, he said, were purer than snow. Hallelujah. One time God had some special people, some people that lived specially for God. Amen. Some people that were specially separated for God. Hey, one time God had some holiness folks, special people. Yeah. People he specially used. Amen. Samson was one of those Nazarites that God used to begin Israel's deliverance. And let me say this morning, the true holiness folks, separated to God, truly converted, amen, dedicated to God, separated from the world, touch not, taste not, handle not, amen. Those are the people that God intended to use for revival. But the people grabbed them, captured them, and forced them to drink wine and defile the Nazarites that were purer than snow. Amen. Her Nazarites, verse 7, were purer than snow. They were whiter than milk. They were more ruddy in body than rubies. Their polishing was of sapphire. But like Demas, they forsook God. Having loved this present world and departed unto Thessalonica. And Demas probably became, like a lot of our preachers have, a soft place to land for every other backslider in heart. Amazing thing about it. All these backsliders in heart that leave holiness, they eventually all land together in the same place. Amen. Oh, yeah. Amen. They have no power to deter judgment. Amen. They have no power to hold back the hand of God's judgment and trial. Amen. But at one time, they were Nazarites. At one time they were separated unto God. At one time they wouldn't taste and they wouldn't handle. Amen. Give us a return like Samson made a return. Howbeit, the Bible said his hair began to grow out again. Samson renewed his vow, the Nazarite vow. Amen. Oh, glory to God. There's a lot of folks that need to let the hair grow out again. There's a lot of guys that need to pull a necklace off and get a haircut. Huh? Amen. Glory to God. Brother Hill was talking to a lady, newly saved, hadn't read the Bible much, and she said, "Where in the Bible does it say that it's wrong for women to wear men's clothes?" He said, "Well, have you got a Bible?" He said, "Well," she handed him a Bible, and he noticed that it was an NIV Bible, New English Version. Amen. And he's almost afraid to open up to Deuteronomy 22 and 5 because he was afraid they'd eliminate it about altogether. Amen. So he opened up to Deuteronomy 22 and 5, New English Version. Amen. And it said, this is just the gist of it. Amen. Said, women shouldn't wear men's clothing and men shouldn't wear women's clothing, and God hates them both. He thought, my God. Amen, that's even stronger than the King James, amen. And the woman said, I guess you couldn't make it any plainer than that. He read it right out of her Bible, and God hates them both. Amen. Nowadays, they're talking in tongues. Nowadays, they're going through the motions. Amen. If you don't watch them, they'll shout right with you. Stand on the front seat of your, stand in front of the front seat of your church in the very front row. Amen. Shout right along with you. Why? They was once there. They've been there at one time. They know about it. They know how you're supposed to do. And they're putting on the dog. But I'm glad to report to you, praise God, that you can have the reality this morning. Amen. You can go back. Amen. You can be Nazarite, special people, God's special treasure. Hallelujah. Give us a return to that. Turn us, he said in closing. Amen. Turn us unto thee, O Lord, and we shall be turned. Renew us as in days of old. Oh, if we could just turn back the years and go back to yesterday, the love we had for God should never have died. So let's turn back the years. I know we can't go back, but with the right attitude, amen, we can put the blessing of God brand new, and our days can be renewed as in days of old. Let's stand and pray to that effect for our movement, for our churches, for our backslidden children. Amen. For those whom we love. We're standing on the sidelines weeping, watching them endure the terrors of the life of a backslider. Amen. Come and let's pray this morning. Amen. God, touch my precious people. Touch my precious congregation. Help us to love and be a blessing. Extend a helping hand to those that have drifted far, far away from God. In Jesus' name, amen.
I believe.
Come on. Pray with us.
Jesus saved.
You couldn't spend 5 minutes in a better way.
Believe.